It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It's time for your daily dose of all things Chicago sports. This is the Daily Score. Now, here's your host, Mark Grody.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome into the Daily Score. I'm Mark Grody. On today's episode, we are going to listen to the Bears head coach Matt Eberflus from Orlando at the owners' meetings today, responding to everything going on with the Bears right now. And we are going to hear from the Bears president Kevin Warren and see what's on his mind. A lot of it regarding the stadium. And I've not heard this in full. I've heard some of it, isolated sound bites. So you and I will get to kind of listen together. And I will stop when I feel moved to add something or give an opinion on something that both of these guys are saying. So that said, let's get right to it. Here is Bears head coach Matt Eberflus at the owners' meetings in Orlando.
Talking about a couple things, Justin Fields, when Ryan and I were at my house calling him, obviously a very difficult decision that we had to make, but we thought it was the right decision for everybody involved. And Justin and I have built a relationship over the last 2 years, and I just wish him the best and told him that I love him, and we'll continue our friendship. If everyone wants to call or visit, we'll definitely do that, but that was really the extent of the conversation. We thought it was also key that we called some key leaders of our team just to make sure we communicate well, like we always do, and we did that, and the guys understood. They understand the profession, and so that was a really good thing that we did. So then moving on to free agency, we really feel that the acquisitions that we've had so far have been outstanding. Obviously the main topic is we added all the skill, a lot of skill to the offense. So the weapons, at running back with Swift and on the outside with Keenan and Everett at tight end, paired with DJ and Cole are going to be tough to cover. And it's going to be exciting to watch and how we put those guys together. Offensive staff has been working, diligently to put their scheme in, of course, with Shane and Simo and Thomas, and, all those guys are a really important part of that. So, and I've been involved in that as well, so that's important that we put those pieces in the right spots. And then obviously, Kevin being back there at the safety position is going to be big for our secondary. The loss of Eddie in the communication skills and the playmaking skills back there are going to be, really good with Kevin back there, because he's obviously been a ball hawk guy. He's had 28 interceptions in his career, and we're excited about that acquisition, and I'm excited about working with him. I spend time with those guys, each free agent when they come in, and the draft guys that come in with the free agents. I spent about 45 minutes to an hour just really talking to them about the foundation that we laid the first 2 years, how we operate in the building, how we're respectful and how we work hard, in the parameters of how we work hard. get to know them and their stories and their journey. You know, that's important for us to do that as we onboard all these new guys. You know, I think there might have been, 15 or 16 new guys that are coming in. And then obviously the full picks that we have, coming into the draft. So that's an exciting time for us. I'm most excited about April 15th. You know, so to me, this is a great time of year. You know, of course, you know, when your evaluation of your scheme right after the year, and, you know, obviously we had that, we hired an offensive staff this year. That was unique for us, but I thought we did a nice job there. But, and then the evaluation of the talent, you know, in the draft, in free agency, I like that part, but what I love is when the players come back. And this is going to be a critical, 9 or 10 weeks in the off season before we go to summer break. So that's it's going to be fun to be able to bring those guys together. And I said it last year, the most important part that we have, besides scheme right there is relationships. So we're going to do a great job of, intermixing the team to make sure that that we get to know each other on a personal level and a deeper level just in football, because I think that's the glue that holds you together, the steel that is the middle of your football team is the relationship piece of it. And the team changes every year. You got to do it every year. Like John Wooden says, you got to lace your...
You know, one thing I just realized about Matt Eberflus in listening to this, and I know you're probably not getting a lot out of what he's saying right now. Matt Eberflus, off-season flus, is a very confident man. Like, he is made for the off-season where you can give all the hyperbole in the world, and you could talk about relationships, and you could talk about April 15th, and you could talk about the new defensive free agents that you have on your team. Like, you don't have to answer for anything that happened on the field. Matt Eberflus in the off season is like so much more confident, maybe not very interesting, but very confident. And maybe you'll listen with that ear as we continue.
Put your socks on and lace up your shoes every single year, and we're excited about getting that started. So with that, I'll
Matt, questions. There's obviously a lot of momentum building towards using the number one pick on a quarterback. You guys have spent a lot of time with Caleb here in the last month and a half. What have you learned about him personally in your time with him?
Yeah, it was a really good visit out to USC in the pro day. You know, we went to dinner the night before with several of the players on the USC team that are draft eligible, and it was great to see him interact. Great personality, great character. You could see that easily during the dinner. And then the next day, we spent some time, doing the football knowledge and all those things. But I started out about an hour and 20 minutes, just him and I in the room together, and just really hearing his journey. From being a little guy, and what I gleaned from that was how his mother and father love him very much, and very supportive. And you could see his character, his football character there, his football knowledge as I talked through that. And it was a really good visit.
When he comes into the building in Lake Forest soon, what are the boxes you want to check or the things you want to learn there in that next phase?
Yeah, we'll just continue on some of the install that we installed there in the pro day. We'll just keep continuing on that journey, teaching him more of the offense, and then having him give it back to us and see where he is that way. And he's been great that way. And again, spend some more time visiting with him, and he'll get a chance to spend some more time with the offensive staff that wasn't there at the pro day, and it's going to be good.
Ryan was telling us yesterday, that when they go back, the front office is going to break up into teams and kind of war game out. Hey, do we need an edge rusher with the number 9 pick? Do we need an offensive tackle? Do we need a wide receiver? Will you guys have any part of that discussion? How do you view those 3 needs that you have?
Yeah, it's great. It's, obviously having the number 9 pick is a really good spot to be in. It's right there at the top, and we're going to get a blue player there for sure. And, what we've done in free agency allows us to be flexible there, to be able to really take the best player that we feel fits for us in that spot. Breaking up into pods or teams, we will certainly be part of that. And that's an exciting time because, we're going to look at, hey, who's the best tackle? Who's the best receiver? Who's the best rusher? Who's who's the best of this, you know, and that. So it's going to be good to be able to break into that and see guys' opinions. You know, because, you know, in order to have good communication, it's got to be authentic and it's got to be true, and you got to be able to speak your opinion.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Right there. See, again, got to have good communication. Pods, teams, they're going to get a good player there. Yes. Off-season flus continues to dominate. Yes, there's nothing specific. I mean, yeah, they're in a good place at number nine. Carry on.
At number nine, it's kind of unique where you might have eight offensive guys go first, and you may have the opportunity to take your top defensive player on the board at nine. How do you evaluate taking guys as eight? Maybe he's my second or third best receiver, but this guy is my number one lead tackle, my number one edge. How do you kind of evaluate and place him on the board?
Yeah, that's a great question, Herb. I would say that we do that by doing the pods. So we get the pods ready to go, and then we put who's at top there at each of those positions. And then you go across lateral, okay, this way, and make them, and then you rank them that way. So, hey, this guy helps our team better. This guy helps, you know, in this way. And it's all, to me, about always, you know, either affecting the quarterback or helping the quarterback. So it comes down to those two questions.
Now, when you have a high draft pick and the amount of resources you guys are already putting in,
you always talk about that, but it's important that you know, he gets to know the people in the building, you know, for sure. That's an important piece to it. And then, you know, if you can have some interaction there, that's always great, you know, to be able to do that. So I know that the players on our team that we have are understand how we operate in the building and how we go about our business, and that's always good to hear from those players.
When you called some of those players from just the field today, like, what was those conversations like, especially for some of those players like DJ Moore, who are very close with Justin Lane? Listen to those conversations.
Yeah, so just being upfront and honest, you know, it's just talking to them and say, hey, this is where it was. Both sides thought that Pittsburgh was the place for him to be successful. And we understand that. And I just want to let you know ahead of time, you know, it's hard to do because when the news hits, it's, you know, they've already heard it. So I'm always, you know, a little bit behind on that. But, yeah, just being upfront and honest with those guys. And they appreciated that. You know, every guy that I talked to said, Coach, I really appreciate you reaching out and you know, let me know ahead of time, and so that was it.
Was every conversation a bit different, or is it any same duration? Any questions?
No, not really different. No, they were all just appreciative of the communication.
You coached against Keenan several times. What do you appreciate about what he's going to bring to the offense?
Yeah, just his situational excellence. You know, he's been great in situations. You know, when you got to have a play, and he can make that play. You know, he's been great on third down, great in 2 minute, great in critical situations. You know, he's what a discipline and just a master route runner. You know, and he has the ability to be open and stay open, you know, with his body, so he understands how to do that.
Matt, a big part of your responsibility.
The Matt Eberflus, that was the Bears head coach, obviously talking about the two most important things that have happened so far in this offseason in terms of like the future of the Chicago Bears. It's not the trading of Justin Fields. It's the acquisition of Keenan Allen, and it's the extension of Jalen Johnson. Those are the two home runs so far of the offseason. Let's move on now to the president of the Chicago Bears, Kevin Warren, who is also speaking at the owners' meetings in Orlando, Florida.
How would you characterize, from the team's perspective, why the Chicago project eventually gained more momentum than Arlington?
Yeah, I mean, I we are the largest landowner in Arlington Heights right now, 326 acres. We own a beautiful piece of land, and I have great respect for Mayor Hayes and Randy Reckless and all of the politicians there. So, you know, my belief right now, these projects are incredibly difficult. And just learning the various things that I did in Minnesota, you have to be laser focused. And right now, we're putting our energy to a downtown Chicago, you know, to the museum campus, just from an energy and resource standpoint. So we still own the land. We're the largest landowner. We'll stay in communication with Arlington Heights, but the focus now has to be on Chicago to give us the best opportunity for success.
Fiscal responsibility, though, you talk about $160 million. How do you go about making sure that that investment ultimately was worthwhile?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that I would say that, and especially in my position, I always have to live in a world of prioritization. So, you know, it's good to own land. And at the appropriate time, we'll address what is the best use of that land. But for now, you know, the energy, you know, and the efforts of our individuals internally, but, you know, with our consultants and ownership is focused on Chicago. But it's not bad to own 326 acres in Arlington Heights.
Kevin, you mentioned being laser-focused on
right there. Yeah, that's Yeah, I love the way he's treating the Arlington Heights property. Like they're going to turn it into a petting zoo at some point in time. Make it into a bear zoo, something like that. We got this. It's this beautiful sprawling land. We own it. You know, I mean, we may not use it. I don't know what we're going to do with it, but we certainly do have it. I will say that, man, Kevin Warren, I still don't know about his football chops. I don't know if that matters because he is putting on an absolute show when it comes to playing the city of Chicago and Arlington Heights against each other. Let us presume.
On the city right now, but yes. As you look at the timeline, what is your desired timeline to have something firm of like we're doing this, is the plan that's set?
I mean, I think over sometime here in the near future, you'll see a specific plan that we're going to roll out. That's one of the reasons why we've been spending a large amount of time just making sure that we line everything up. You know, I think I said it at my press conference that I speaking from Minnesota and experience, the moment we put a shovel in the ground, we can be open in 36 months. And so it just takes time. And, you know, the biggest concern that I have right now, just with the escalation of cost, and not only in supplies, and, you know, you look at the financial markets. I mean, I watch the financial markets as much as I watch the sports markets. And just cost and infrastructure and those things are uncertain. I would love to see the Bears work through our details to get a stadium built, and also the White Sox, and what that would do for the piece of property on the 78.
I don't think he cares about the White Sox, does he? That was a neat thing to say. He's slick, man. Oh, yeah, throw in the White Sox there, man. Hey, but if it comes to the Bears and the White Sox, Sox will be sunk. Carry on, Mr. Warren.
Sox for public money right now?
I would say not competing. I mean, they're one of the key sports franchises in the city. And I always start each and every morning grateful, prayerful, and hopeful. And I just think now with the intellectual horsepower that we have in Chicago, that we should be able to figure this out. And just think of the message that this would send not only to the business community across the country, but across the world, and the message that it sends to our young people, that these are opportunities. You can always find something wrong with mega development projects. Always. I mean, we could have done it in Minnesota. You could have done it in Dallas. They could have done it in Las Vegas. They could have done it on all of these, Tennessee and Buffalo. You could always figure this is not the right time. I'm just one of those individuals that comes to the table to say, we have a unique opportunity to build a world-class fixed roof stadium, to bid for the Super Bowl, to bid for the Final Four, to bid for college events, to bid for concerts events, and then all the other mega events, you know, that come into town, and the economic impact that this will have on our city. Because all the other infrastructure in place, like we're one of the few cities that does not have to go build new hotels or new restaurants. But there's some things that we do need to improve from an infrastructure standpoint and from a transit standpoint that will be critically important, but it will set this city up for greatness for the next 100 years. If you go back and look at the Daniel Burnham plan in 1932, you're talking about a vision. He had set the vision for the World's Fair, and everything is in place. And I think that area at the museum campus is the most beautiful piece of property in the country that we'll be able to build a campus, you know, together with the museums, with the stadium, with the lake, with the downtown on the backdrop, and to be able to enjoy Chicago like we do.
You know, I don't know if he's serious, but I love it. I love the way he's talking. And I've seen enough to trust this man when it comes to finding the right property and doing the right thing. I've loved the idea still of the museum campus, of building it right here in the city of Chicago, just because I like it. I think it's beautiful, and I hope that it stays here in Chicago, and that's where I think the Bears, that's where they belong. So I don't know if Kevin Warren is serious, like I said, but I like the way he's talking when it comes to that. Thank you for listening for today's edition of The Daily Score, the Flus and Kevin Warren. Thank you to Ray Diaz. I am Mark Grody for The Daily Score.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.